Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 251. The Shape of Things to Come. The shape of things to come is becoming more sharply focused day by day. Two world movements are aligning themselves for the last great conflict, the Beast of Revelation 13, same as the little horn of the fourth beast of Daniel 7, versus the third angel's message of Revelation 14, verses 6 to 12. Those who accept the latter will worship the Lamb, the Christ of the cross, who by his sacrifice tasted death for every man. And those who worship the beast and his image will worship self. The self-righteousness of the old covenant will be the worship of the beast, and the imputed and imparted righteousness of Christ will be the worship of the Lamb. One will be faith in the promises of God, the other will be the righteousness of human promises. One will appreciate the width and length and depth and height of the agape of Christ which passes knowledge, and the other will become a false view of the cross, a counterfeit misrepresentation of the gospel, which will be the worship of a false Christ. And so clever will the deceptions be that to deceive, if possible, even the elect. We are told by an inspired prediction that in that final hour a great proportion of those who are supposed to be genuine will betray sacred trusts and take their side with the avowed enemies of the truth. If this present generation, as many have affirmed, is the last before the second coming of the true Christ, the Holy Spirit must be calling us to sober thinking. Is it really possible that old covenant thinking can lead at last to final apostasy? Well, the answer is that it certainly did so for ancient Israel. It led them to crucify their true Messiah. Could anything be more important than for us to learn now what it means to worship the Lamb? To glory in nothing except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ? How to survey that wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died? To appreciate what it cost him to save us? Humble, contrite hearts will worship the Lamb. Proud, self-satisfied ones, rich and increased with goods, will worship the beast and his image.